Just a second, mister. Let me wipe off this here other end of your windshield.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yep, there you be. There she is. Clean as a hound's tooth.
Well, that's fine. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, mister. Stop in again when you're passing.
Say, Mr. Winterbottom, here's your copy of the Corn Center Gazette.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Hector. Much obliged.
Well, aren't you going to read it?
After a bit. I'm not busy now.
Say, Mr. Winterbottom, could you lend me a dollar?
A dollar? No, I'm sorry, Hector, but money's pretty scarce around here. Besides, if you do like I always told you and not throw your money around reckless-like, you wouldn't be busted.
I didn't throw it around reckless. I gave my last cent to charity.
Give it to charity?
Yes.
You don't mean you give it to that young folks club the Congress is getting up?
No. You see, I met old Dan Whipper down the street, and he asked me for a dollar, and I sort of felt sorry for him because he's blind.
Asked you for a dollar because he's blind? Why, shucks, Dan Whipper ain't blind. He's only blind in one eye, just one eye.
Yes, I know it. So I only gave him 50 cents.
Well, if you give Dan Whipper your last 50 cents, you deserve to be busted, Hector. Dan Whipper's the town bum, and you ought to know it for this time.
Yes, but shoot. The poor old fellow needed just 50 cents to join his family.
Well, that's what he told you, huh? Well, where's his family?
Well, judging from where he went, they're in a moving picture show.
So he snickered you, did he? Serves you right.
Say, if you can't lend me a dollar, lend me a half then, will you? I'll pay it right back.
Yes? Where did you get it to pay back?
Shucks, I can make lots of money guessing what people weigh.
Guessing what people weigh? How do you mean?
Well, like for instance, I bet a fellow I can tell what he weighs, and he bets I can't. And then I tell him and win the bet.
Yes. If you can make money that easy, what you ask me for half a dollar for?
Because I have to have a half a dollar of my own to bet with.
Well, all right, just to show you that you ain't so darn smart, I'll tell you what I'll do. You tell me what Fat Thompson weighs, and I'll give you 50 cents.
You mean Fat Thompson the butcher?
Yes, Fat Thompson the butcher. What does he weigh?
He weighs meat.
Never mind. You can't slick a meat with them kind of tricks. I'm too darn smart.
Oh, listen, mister Winterbottom. I've got to have a dollar bad. I just got to have it. If you lend it to me, I'll pay it right back tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, Hector, I only got a half.
Well, then give me that, and you pay me the other half tomorrow.
All right, here you be now. But remember, young feller, you got to pay it back right on the dot.
Oh, sure. I'll pay you the half I owe you tomorrow, and you pay me the half you owe me.
Yep, that's right, I reckon.
In other words, we each owe each other a half a dollar, so we're even.
Well, say, hold on there. Let's see here. Just a minute.
Dad, you out there at the gas pump?
Now, just a second, Hector. Yes, I'm here. What you want?
Did that there bathing suit we ordered for Hortense come yet?
Yes. The bathing suits and the crate of other stuff we ordered from the General Supply Company. Drove the depot right now.
Well, you better start. Get over there and get it. Hortense just phoned and said she was going to stop in for that suit on her way to the train. You know, she's leaving for her vacation on the 320.
Well, gosh almighty, I can't get that crate now. It's too darn heavy to carry. And my car's in the garage getting the valves blown.
Well, I can't help it. You better get it somewhere or other.
Yes, but land of Goshen never can. Say, Hector, have you got your car around here?
Yes. Sure I have. It's over in front of the Gazette office.
Well, hop in it and run over to the depot and fetch that crate for us, will you? It's for our tents.
For her tent?
Yes.
All right, sure. Sure. If it's for her tent, I'll go and do it.
Yes. And hurry. You'll find the crate on the station platform. Lend me a dollar, will you? But only give me a half.
Lend you a dollar, but only give you a half.
Yes. Give me a half. Come on, give me a half.
Well, two quarters do?
Yes, give me them. There. Now, I'll lend you a half. Here, take the two quarters back.
Hey, what's the matter with you? First you asked me for...
Never mind. Here, take the two quarters. Now, in other words, we owe each other a half a dollar, so...
Owe each other a half a dollar?
Yes.
You're crazy. I don't owe you nothing, and you owe me 50 cents.
I don't neither. I just handed you the 50 cents.
Sure you did. You paid me 50 cents, but you borrowed a dollar. I still got 50 cents coming.
Yes, but, take it. Say, wait a second.
Wait nothing.
Hey.
I got to take this here soup bone up to Miss Pinkley's. She wants it for soup right off.
Well, wait. Forget Mrs. Pinkley's soup. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you that 50 cents owe you that I can tell you what Fat Thompson weighs.
You mean without looking at no scales?
Yep. Bet you 50 cents.
Bye, Cracky. I'll take you. How much does he weigh?
How much does he weigh? Why? Oh, consarn it. That don't work out neither. Dad, ding it. Drat it anyhow. Throw that fella Hector out.
Hey, what darn nation's got into you, Zeb? You talk like a crazy fella.
Oh, shut your dad darn trap. Consarn it. Get out and let me read the Gazette here. Turn it. Take that there soup on up to Mrs. Pinkley's and... Huh? Well, I'll be switched. Why, Ed, look at this.
What is it?
Covering the whole front page.
I see. Elect Hector Smith, mayor. Two pants suits for everyone and money in every pocket.
Yes.
Nothing else on the page.
Nope.
The editor of the Gazette must be losing his mind.
Yes, you can look at here. Look at the inside pages. Why, there ain't nothing in the paper except about Hector.
Read it. Read what it says there.
It says, what prominent people say about Hector Smith.
Oh, shucks. They wouldn't dare to print what people say about Hector.
Well, they did print it. Here's a fellow that says, Hector Smith is honest as the day is long.
Well, who said that?
Wait, the fellow's name is printed here at the bottom. Why, but the John Brown. It says I said it. I said he was honest, and that darn puppy just flickered me out of four bits.
That darn young upstart, he would snicker you out of four bits.
Yeah.
He's too all-fired and shiftless and lazy.
Yes, and here's another fellow that says, Hector Smith is my idea of an up-and-coming, energetic young go-getter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who said that?
You. It says you said it.
Why, Dad, darn, he's on the...
Wait. Look here. Monster Rally, it says. The Hector Smith for Mayor campaign will be launched with the Monster Rally next week. Watch for the date. Come one, come all. Free refreshments. Free gas for people driving in to Corn Center from the country.
Well, I tell you, Zeb...
Wait. Oh, gosh, a mighty Zeb.
Well, what's the matter?
It says here,
yeah?
Rally to be held at the General Store and Service Station.
What?
Refreshments and gas through the courtesy of Ed Peters and Zeb Winterbottom. Ed, what'll we do?
Do?
Yes.
Why, Dad, dang it. I'm going over to the Gazette office and give that there editor a horse whip. And that's what I'm going to do. Why, Dad, dang him putting stuff in the paper like that.
Now, wait, Ed, don't do nothing rash. Take that soup bone up to Mrs. Pinkley and then we'll talk it over.
How do you do?
Howdy, Hortense.
Oh, Mr. Peters, I hope you have my bathing suit in that package there.
What say, Hortense?
I said I hope that package you have there contains my bathing suit.
Well, I hope it don't. If it does, it'll look dad darn funny in Miss Pinkley's soup.
Yes, you see, Hortense, that's a soup bone.
But where is my bathing suit?
It's in a crate down at the depot. Then Hector is fetching it up here right off. He'll be here any minute.
Well, I wish he'd hurry. I must catch that 3:20 train.
Where are you going for your vacation, Hortense?
I'm going to the Whitmore Hotel.
Do they ask you a lot for your room rent there?
They certainly do ask you a lot.
Yes, Eb, they ask you every Saturday night.
I don't mean it.
I bet it's just some little junk hotel.
It's one of the most exclusive hotels in the state. Here, just look at this. It's one of their menu cards. You can always tell what a hotel is by what it prints on its menu.
Yeah, I can tell what this hotel is, all right, by what it prints on the menu. It's a darn liar.
It isn't. It's one of the finest...
Nobody could eat all this junk and live.
But you don't have to eat it all. You order what you want. It's a la carte.
It's what?
A la carte, a la carte.
Sure, Eb, an alley cart.
No,
like one of these here lunch carts that stands in an alley. You know,
but
the kind where you wonder where the horse is.
Yeah, I know. You wonder where the horse is, and then you go in and get a sandwich, and then you find out where the horse is.
It isn't. The Ritzmore Hotel is a... There's the train. It'll be leaving in 3 minutes. Oh, I must have my bathing suit.
Don't you get nervous, Hortense. We'll get your suit for you. It's in the crate.
But where is the crate? I can't wait any longer. I've got to...
Hector's fetching it. Yeah. Well, look, here he comes now.
Yeah.
Has he got the crate?
Yes, he's got it in the back seat there.
Oh, gosh. Hello, Hortense. I brought the crate for you.
Now, wait a second, Hector. Wait, we'll give you a hand out with it.
Hurry. Oh, I'll miss my train. Open it in the car.
Yes, that's a good idea. Hand Hector that hammer there, Ed.
Oh, hurry. Open it.
I am hurrying, Hortense. Gee, Willikers, I'm hurrying fast. Oh, gee, Willikers, this crate has any bathing suit in it. It's full of chickens.
Chickens? Why, darn you, Hector, you got the wrong crate. The wrong crate.
Gosh, stop them. They're coming out.
Look out, grab them.
Get away from them.